Hey everyone, this is Kennedy Hawk from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team. Welcome to the second episode of Stealth Strike, a new experimental mini podcast series by the Marvel Champions Monthly crew. In this series, I'll be narrating and playing games with you live using my physical cards right in my recording area. So you might hear some shuffle noises, you might hear some token clicks. Those are all authentic and real as I'm playing the game. The goal is for you to feel like you're there with me at the table as I'm experiencing a fun playthrough of Marvel Champions. The first four episodes of Stealth Strike, I'm going to be piloting a Natasha Romanoff, Black Widow Justice deck against hopefully increasingly difficult villains. Our last episode, we faced off against standard mutagen formula. Since we won, our next will increase in difficulty levels. And we're now fighting an expert level mission against Claw with the Power Drain module. I'm going to try to do a little bit better job narrating what's on the board at the end of each turn, what's in my hand, and talking through my decisions, because that's something that people said they found to be very interesting from the last episode. So if you have feedback, I'm recording these every week, so any feedback you give me will be recorded and used right in the next episode. So without further ado, we'll move on to the next episode of Stealth Strike. Thanks for joining.
We need you to come in.
Are you kidding? I'm working.
This takes precedence.
I'm in the middle of an interrogation. This moron is giving me everything.
I don't give everything.
Look, you can't pull me out of this right now.
Natasha.
All right. I've got Natasha on the board. She is a SHIELD spy. I am a SHIELD spy. I am the hero. Three recovery, and I'm going to be looking for lots of preparations. I am facing off against the Immortal Claw on Expert. So I have the Immortal Claw and Defense Network in play. I'm going to shuffle my deck and go through my mulligan with everybody here, and we'll see how things go. Hopefully we don't draw Shadows of the Past as the first encounter card of the game again, because that was kind of painful. But if we do, then we do. So we'll see how it goes. We're going to keep playing these. I know that the Ronin the Accuser set just got announced today, so he wasn't originally in my schedule, but I'm going to talk to my mission keepers here and see if they can, you know, scope out a mission that has Ronin in it for this four-issue series. Once we complete these four episodes, I'll probably take a break from Stealth Strikes for a little bit, but that'll pop back right on them as soon as Rise of the Red Skull releases, because I want to do a five-episode campaign playing through as the best hero ever, Hawkeye. So, soon, hopefully. Here we go. I'm drawing my initial six cards. So on my opening hand, got some good stuff. I got an interrogation room, not super useful. I have a target acquired. That seems really good against, who am I playing against? I can't even remember. Electro, all those little star boost abilities. I've got a four justice and a power of justice, so that's cool. That lets me remove one of the schemes. I've also got a covert ops and three monies. So I think I'm going to forego the four justice and the interrogation room. And the power of justice, because the last card I have in my hand is a Winter Soldier, and I really want to play him. So I'm going to draw back up. I drew a Safe House 29, a new power of justice, and a Helicarrier, so that didn't work out so well. I've got a target acquired, a covert ops, Winter Soldier, a Safe House 29, power of justice, and a Helicarrier. So we're going to get going. Next, we have to discard cards from the mission deck, so we're going to trigger Claw's schemes. Let's read some flavor text here. We are going against Underground Distribution, Main Scheme 1A. The attack on the SHIELD facility has been linked to an underground weapons network. Contents. Claw 2 and 3, because we're in expert mode. Claw, standard encounter set, one modular set. We have used Power Green. Setup. Search the encounter deck for the Defense Network side scheme and reveal it. Let's see what that does. Defense Network. It has two threat at the start and a crisis icon, and it gets one per player when revealed, so three threat for me. Claw's criminal enterprise is protected by a gang of hired thugs. Dastardly. Also, on Claw, when he is revealed, we put out the Immortal Claw. That gives Claw 10 extra hit points, and it has flavor text. Claw's mastery of sound allows him to restore his solid form through sheer power of will and help from the wizard. So, you know, kind of sheer power of will. All right, flipping scheme to 1B, underground distribution. Your investigation reveals that a criminal enterprise is operated by Claw, an old rival of the Avengers. That kind of makes sense. I'm doing lots of investigating. I'm a spy. When revealed, discard cards from the encounter deck until a minion is discarded. Put that minion into play, engage with the first player. So I am the only player, so we'll do that right away. We've discarded an assault, an exhaustion, and an armored guard who is going to come into play with tough. Not so bad, not so bad. Away we go. So I'm going to use my helicarrier to play the target acquired. I'm playing in preparation so I can draw a card with mission prep. It is synth suit. All the good things at once. I guess I'm going to use Winter Soldier, Power of Justice, and Synth Suit to play Covert Ops. We are going to get rid of the Immortal Claw. Let's wipe that out. So, Covert Ops, let's see what it does. Three cost events. It's a thwart, traded event. Action, thwart. Remove four threat from a scheme and confuse the villain. It's all about calculating how willfully blind a person is going to be and then exploiting that, says Natasha. All right, so I have removed four threats from the Immortal Claw. It is out of there. I am also going to confuse Claw, which is not so bad. That sounds really good to us. And we're going to sit in Alter Ego form for a turn. So I'm going to draw five cards. I would ready my hero, but she's already ready. So let me review my hand really quick. I have a Safe House 29. I have an Espionage and an Acrobatics, so I have two preparations. I have Stealth Strike, Dance of Death, and Covert Ops. So another Covert Ops. We can get rid of Defense Network next turn. So, the villain turn begins. He's going to get one threat on the main scheme. Underground distribution is up to one. He is not going to scheme because he is confused. The Armored Guard schemes for zero, and we dealt one encounter card. We're going to reveal our encounter card. It is, oh my god, Shadows of the Past. I swear I shuffled. I didn't do it on mic, but it was real. This is hilarious. Okay, well, Taskmaster comes into play. Taskmaster is a minion with 4 health, 0 scheme, 0 attack. He gets +1 scheme, +1 attack for each upgrade you control, which right now is 1, not a big deal. But the big problem is he has a boost ability. For this activation, the villain gets +1 scheme, +1 attack for each upgrade you control. So once I kill him, and since Claw gets 2 boosts per attack, it's going to be wrecking my face. We also have Killer for Hire. Place an additional 1 threat here. Starts with 3 threats. It's got an acceleration token. Womp womp, no flavor text. Shame on you. Shame on you, FFG. Lots of white space and no flavor text. I am sad. That was great. Thought it was only going to happen once on Mike. Nope. What are we going to do here now? That was horrible. That was really bad. Well, I can tell you what we're going to do. We're going to use an attack acrobatics to play an Espionage, drawing a card with mission prep. I'm going to flip to Black Widow form, so I now have my Widowmaker ability, 2-2-2 stat line, 2 thwart, 2 attack, 2 defense. I'm going to pay with the 4 justice I drew off mission prep, a Dance of Death, and a Covert Ops for a Stealth Strike, our favorite card. Hero action, deal 4 damage to an enemy. If that enemy is defeated by this attack, remove 2 threat from scheme. They'll never know what hit them. So, Taskmaster is no more. We're going to remove 2 threat from Defense Network because we need to. Natasha will remove 2 threat from Killer for Hire with her basic thwart. We're ready, Natasha. Draw back up to 5 cards. So our cards are Energy, Genius, Attack Acrobatics, Black Widow's Gauntlets, and Safe House 29. Convenient time to draw all my double resources. The villain's phase begins. We're going to place 2 threat on underground distribution because of Killer for Hire. Claw is going to attack us with 2 boost cards. The first one is a Sonic Converter for 3 boost. That's bad. The second one is a sound manipulation for 2 boosts. So he hits us to face for 6. We are down to 3 health. That's less than ideal. Next, the armored guard is going to attack us for 1. So we're up to 7 damage out of 9 hit points. And we are dealt an encounter card, which is Under Fire. It's going to surge. We will trigger Espionage off of that surge, drawing 2 cards. With our Widowmaker ability, we will ping Tough off of the armored guard. And then we are dealt 2 more encounter cards for that surge ability. The first one is Sonic Boom. Spend 1 of each resource type, which we probably don't want to do, or exhaust your hero. We're going to exhaust our hero. And the second one is another Sonic Boom. So I guess I have to spend the resources this time, which is a real bummer, because energy is my only energy resource. We're going to review my hand because I drew 2 cards there. So I have Safe House 13, Black Widow's Gauntlets, Attack Acrobatics, and Mockingbird now as physical resources. I have Genius and Stealth Strike, and then Energy. So I'd like to keep Stealth Strike to kill Armored Guard, but it looks like that's just not going to happen today. So let's get rid of Stealth Strike. Gosh, all of these are good cards. We have to get rid of Genius. And I guess I get rid of Safe House 29. That doesn't make me feel great. You know what? Can I get rid of Attack Acrobatics instead? No, we're going to get rid of Safe House 29. That was horrible. It was just not ideal in every level. All right, well, we need to flip. We can't survive in hero form for another turn like that. I am going to use Black Widow's Gauntlets to play an Attack Acrobatics and draw a card with Mission Prep. We drew a Widow's Bite. We'll use Widow's Bite and Energy to play Mockingbird, who will stun the villain. So we're doing lots of status conditions, but they aren't saving the day. Mockingbird will get rid of Defense Network, which is good at least. He's probably going to scheme out here, but at least we can slow the pain. So Mockingbird now has 1 consequential damage. I'm going to ready everything up and draw my 6 cards, and then we'll review the board here. So we have Underground Distribution with 3 threat, Killer for Hire with 2 threat, a Stunned Claw, a non-tough Armored Guard, 7 damage on Natasha, 1 damage on Mockingbird, Attack Acrobatics, and Target Acquired in play. In my hand, I have Grappling Hook, Espionage, followed Counterintelligence, Dance of Death, and Grappling Hook. Not spectacular. All right. The villain is going to get 2 threat because of Killer for Hire. Claw is going to scheme for 2 plus a Shock Therapy. Discard 3 cards from the encounter deck. We discarded 2 advances and a Hydra Mercenary, so that was great. Unfortunately, that is enough threat to progress the scheme. So we are moving on to Scheme 2A. When revealed, Secret Modifies. 2A. Claw has found a buyer for his illegal weapons. It is up to you to stop the sale, but the meeting is surrounded by Claw's cronies. Discard cards from the encounter deck until you find a minion again. Put them into play with you. We got a weapons runner. That's not so bad. All right. So we have weapons runner. That was Claw's activation. The weapons runner will activate. Let me get to the other side of Secret Rendezvous. So we're now on 2B. Claw is meeting with the Crimson Cowl. Claw and the mysterious figure dart into the shadows when you confront them. And Claw's minions move to cover their escape. If this stage is completed, the players, aka me, lose the game. So that weapons runner is going to activate for 1. We get an encounter card. It is another armored guard. So he's got 2 armored guards and a weapons runner out there. It's almost like we need a Dance of Death, which we have in our hand. So we'll see how that goes for us. Yeah. Let's do it. We're going to flip. No, we need to heal. We need to heal for 3 only. It's not ideal, but it takes us from 7 to 4 damage. Let's see if we're going to play a event or a, what's it called, preparation before we flip. I'm going to use a grappling hook to play an espionage and draw a card. Draw a quake. Now I'll flip. So, Claw is not going to attack us this turn. That is good. I'm going to thwart for 2 and get rid of Killer for Hire. So that's just essential. I've got 4 damage on me. Mockingbird is going to attack for 1. Clear Tough off that Armless Guard. Feels good. She's up to 2 damage. I'm going to use Grappling Hook, Counterintelligence, and Followed to play Dance of Death. Hero action. Make the following 3 attacks in order. Deal 1 damage to an enemy. We will hit Armored Guard A. Deal 2 damage to an enemy. We will kill Armored Guard A. Deal 3 damage to an enemy. We will kill Armored Guard B. So we cleared 2 Armored Guards. Feels great. We left 1 weapons runner up. With that, I've got just Quake in my hand, and I'm going to keep her there because I would like to get more allies out. It seems like we need them. We're going to drop to 5. I've got a board to review with everyone here. So everything's ready. We're drawn up. We've got Target Acquired, Attack Acrobatics, and Espionage in play. We have Mockingbird in the field. Weapons Runner out to attack us. We have Black Widow with 4 damage on her. We have Claw, who is stunned, no damage. And Secret Rendezvous with 1 threat. In our hand, we have Quake, Coulson, Stealth Strike, Counterintelligence, and Strength. Onward. 1 threat onto the main scheme. Claw does not attack us. He's stunned. Weapons Runner does attack us. We're up to 5 damage. We will draw an encounter card, which is Gang Up. Brutal. So, Claw is going to attack us. He gets 2 boost cards here. Let's see what they are. First card, Electro. So, Electro has a boost ability. Discard 3 cards from the encounter deck. We're going to use Target Acquired and cancel that, and that'll let us ping the Weapons Runner for 1. He's also got 2 boost icons. We're going to use Attack Acrobatics to cancel that. That lets us hit Claw for 2 and cancel the boost icons. So, that's great. His second boost card is Attachment, Solid Sound Body. So we are still getting hit for 2. I defended, I didn't say that. But I'm exhausted. God, I missed a narration already. Horrible, horrible Black Widow. So we're taking 2 damage. I did trigger 2 preparations, so I'm actually going to do Widowmaker twice, because that makes sense. And that will let us get rid of this Weapons Runner, so he does not activate as a part of the Gang Up activation. I'm up to 7 damage. I am exhausted. The villain's phase is over, thankfully. 2 threat on the main scheme. I think I'm going to pay with a stealth strike and a strength for Agent Coulson. He lets me search for a preparation, and I'm going to grab a Widow's Bite. We'll use Widow's Bite and Counterintelligence to play Quake. We've got 3 allies out there now. Black Widow and her amazing friends. That's a different spider character. Coulson will remove all the threat from the scheme, taking 1 damage. Quake and Mockingbird are going to hang out from we need defenses. We're going to flip to Natasha form because we need to. That'll end our turn. We're going to ready up. There are 5 cards left in our deck, so we're going to get Delta and Cutter card, and we have to do our first shuffle noise time. Hope everyone enjoys. Shuffle, 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 shuffle. Okay, that's how it goes. So, reviewing the board, we have Natasha, 7 damage, Claw at 2 damage, Secret Rendezvous at 0 threat, Quake, Mockingbird, and Coulson all on the board, Mockingbird with 2 damage, Coulson with 1 damage, and an espionage in play. So we went through our first pass through our deck, we played none of our Black Widow setup cards, but we have 3 allies. We know allies are really strong. So our 6 cards are Nick Fury, Avengers Mansion, Under Surveillance, Attack Acrobatics, Black Widow's Gauntlets, and Espionage. I have no idea what we're going to do yet. Hopefully something surges. Claw's going to get a threat. He gets his basic threat. I threw a 10 on there. That's not what I want. I'm going to throw a 1 instead. He's going to scheme for 2 plus a boost card, which is Claw's Vengeance. So he's going to scheme for 3. He's going to put us up to 4 threat. We get 2 encounter cards, 1 from decking out. I'm going to reveal that one first. It is Power Drain. Discard 2 cards from the encounter deck. Each player must choose and discard 1 resource of any type from their hand for each boost icon discarded this way. And it has an acceleration token. So that is when defeated, so I don't have to worry about that yet. And it gets 2 threat on it, so. The other one is Master Plan. That is going to put 4 more threat onto that side scheme, which means I probably will just ignore it for the rest of the game. No surges, though. No surges. So no espionage for us. I think we'd like to play this Nick Fury. So I'm going to use, from my hand, an espionage, an Avengers Mansion, an Under Surveillance, and then attack Robatics. Oh, we need to use an ally first. Let's use Mockingbird to remove 1 threat from the main scheme. She will go to the discard pile. Then I'll play Nick Fury, drawing 3 cards. So we drew Winter Soldier, Stealth Strike, and Black Widow's Gauntlets. We're going to heal 3, because we need to. We don't have any preparations in hand, so we can flip at this point. God, this is gross. Quake and Nick Fury will remove 3 threat from the main scheme, putting it down to 0, putting damage on each of them. We're not going to play Winter Soldier yet, because we don't have ally space. So I will use a Stealth Strike to play Black Widow's Gauntlets. And we'll hold the last 2 cards in our hand, being Winter Soldier and Energy. I'm going to ready everything up. We are in hero form. I'm going to draw up to 5 cards. So in my hand I have Covert Ops, Target Acquired, Widow's Bite, Energy, Winter Soldier. Claw has 2 damage, Black Widow has 4 damage. Nick Fury's in play with 1, Coulson and Quake with 1 damage. Espionage and Widow's Gauntlets in play. 0 threat in the main scheme, 6 threat on Power Drain. And on we go. The villain's turn. The villain is going to get 2 threat on the main scheme because of the acceleration token from Power Drain. He's going to activate against us, and we're going to have Nick Fury defend. So he's getting 2 boost cards. There's Burn Notice for +2, and Lightning Bolt for 1, and discard 3 cards from the encounter deck. We've discarded a Hydra Mercenary, an Illegal Fight Arms Factory, and an Electromagnetic Pulse. So regardless of what happens, Nick Fury takes enough damage to die. No minions to activate, so we're dealt 1 encounter card. It is Sonic Boom, one of our least favorite cards. I don't really want to exhaust all my allies, but I don't see much of an option, so that's what we're gonna do. And Sonic Boom will be discarded. It is our go. All right, I think we're gonna, in our hand we have Winter Soldier, Energy, Widow's Bite, Target Acquired, Covert Ops. I think I read that already. We're gonna pay 3 with Widow's Bite and Energy to play Covert Ops. That'll remove all the threat from the main scheme and confuse Claw. That's gonna let us flip and heal to almost full next turn. We'll use Black Widow's Gauntlets to play Target Acquired. That'll draw us a card off Mission Prep. We drew Power of Justice. So we have Winter Soldier and Power of Justice in hand. With our 2 Justice allies in play, Power of Justice doesn't do much for us. I mean, it would let us play Van, but that's in our discard, and Stealth Strike, but one of those is in our discard. So I don't think we're going to hold on to that. We will discard the Power of Justice, drawing up to 5. So we still have that Winter Soldier in hand. Black Widow on the board with 4 damage. Claw on the board with 2 damage and a Confuse. 0 threat in the main scheme, 6 on Power Drain. 1 damage on Coulson and Quake, Espionage, Target Acquired, and Gauntlets in play. Villain's turn. 2 threat onto the main scheme. Villain is not going to scheme, he is confused. We get 1 encounter card. It is Sound Manipulation, so Claw will heal 2, and that will not surge, not triggering Espionage. Quite the bummer. Alright, here's our go. We will use the Black Widow Gauntlets to play a second copy of Espionage, drawing a card for Mission Prep, which is Interrogation Room. At this point, we're going to use that interrogation room to play Winter Soldier for one. His cost reduced by 3 from 2 espionages and a target acquired. We're going to heal 3 from Black Widow, so she's down to 1 damage, just essential at this point, and flip. Coulson will go to 2 damage by removing threat from the main scheme. Bucky will hit Claw for 2. I think we'll use a Strength and a Dance of Death to play Helicarrier. And we'll hold this last Dance of Death in hand. So 3 allies in the field. Everybody's got life left. 0 threat in the main scheme. 1 damage on Black Widow. 2 damage on Claw. We have held a Dance of Death in hand. We're drawing 4 more cards. Grappling Hook, 4 Justice, Stealth Strike, and Power of Justice. So, villain's turn. 2 threat under the main scheme because of Power Drain. He is going to attack us. I have to decide what we're going to do about blocking here. I think that Agent Coulson is going to block. So he's attacking us for 1, plus 0 from Advance, plus 1 from Armored Guard. Just enough to kill Coulson still. We get dealt 1 encounter card. He is not decked out yet. It is Weapons Runner, which surges. That is great. We will trigger 2 espionages to draw 4 cards. And both of those espionages will ping the Weapons Runner, destroying him. We now get the Surge card, which is caught off guard. We have to discard an upgrade or support we control. I don't really want to discard this target acquired because Taskmaster is about to get shuffled in, but I guess I would have no upgrades then, so I'm going to discard the target acquired. Be sad about it. All right, let me recap the board. There's 1 card left in Claw's deck. Claw has 2 damage. Black Widow has 1 damage. Quake has 1. Winter Soldier has 1. 2 threat in the main scheme. 6 on Power Drain. Gauntlets and Helicarrier in play. I drew a bunch of cards there, so I now have Dance of Death, Grappling Hook, another copy of Grappling Hook, Attackrobatics, Stealth Strike for Justice, followed the Power of Justice and Genius. It's a lot of things. We're going to use Black Widow to remove 2 threat from the main scheme. We're going to flip to Alter Ego form. We will have Bucky hit Claw for 2. Claw has 18 damage left. Or health left, 16 left now, 14 left now. He's got 4 damage on him out of the 18 because Immortal Claw is already gone. We are going to play, I probably should have played Dance of Death before I flipped. Too late now. We're going to play a lot of things here. Let's use Power of Justice to play Followed on Power Drain just in case we ever want to trigger that. Let's pay 2 to play a Grappling Hook and draw a card off of Mission Prep. It's another copy of Stealth Strike. We're going to use 2 copies of Stealth Strike to play another Grappling Hook. We'll use our 4 Justice. Nope, we'll use our Dance of Death to play Acrobatics. Yeah. Didn't even use our Hellcarrier and Gauntlets because I played poorly. With that, I think we're going to ready up. So Widow's at 1 damage, Quake's at 1, Winter Soldier's at 2. We got 3 preparations in play, but they're all hero only. Gauntlets and Helicarrier, followed on Power Green. Villain's turn, he's going to get 2 threat. He's going to scheme for 2 plus something. It is plus 1 from a deadly shot, so that will put 3 threat onto the main scheme. It is at 5 out of 8. And we'll shuffle the encounter deck, giving ourselves an acceleration token in the process. Not ideal. So, sorry for the shuffling noises again. We'd really like to shuffle our deck and get that van. All right, so Claw is going to scheme. He already did scheme. He's going to give us an encounter card. That's what's going on here. And I'm way ahead of myself. I forgot to draw my hand up, so let me do that. I've got 2 copies of 4 Justice, a Counterintelligence, a Safe House, a Gauntlets, and a Widow's Bite. And you won't believe this, but the card we drew was Taskmaster. He is in play. We have 4 upgrades in play, so he is a 4-4 right now, but luckily he does not punch us in this very moment. Luckily, we have no attacks in our hand, so. Let's reduce the cost of the first preparation we play. Or let's use Helicarrier to play Safe House. And let's look at what discard pile, what are they called? Preparations are in our discard pile. Let's return an espionage to hand because we can. Let's use a Widow's Bite to play a second Gauntlets. We'll use the two Gauntlets to play Counterintelligence, drawing a card. Perfect. We drew into a Covert Ops, which is just what we needed. So we're going to pay three. That's the rest of our hand for a Covert Ops. Removing four threat from the main scheme and confusing Claw. We still need to kill Taskmaster, so we're going to flip and Winter Soldier and Black Widow. We'll take out Taskmaster, putting him into the discard pile. All right, with that, we're going to ready everything. We've got a ton of triggers that we can trigger this turn if we need to. The villain is going to get three threat placed, which is really not ideal. Let's draw our hand up quickly before we do anything. We have a synth suit, a counterintelligence, and shuffling, so that means we get a lovely encounter card. The villain is plotting against us. Alright, synth suit, counterintelligence, we're drawing three more. We're really hoping to draw some damage here, I think. Mockingbird, Widow's Bite, and Four Justice. Not ideal. Okay. He's going to attack us. Winter Soldier has one life left, so we're going to defend with Winter Soldier. And he attacks Winter Soldier using a Sonic Converter and a Claw's Vengeance. So that's five damage to Winter Soldier. To the discard pile he goes. We get two encounter cards. The first one is a Weapons Runner, which will surge. No espionage is in play. Into a solid sound body. The second one is a master plan again. So we are really never getting rid of that power drain because it's at 10 threat now. I was thinking about maybe doing it, but it ain't gonna happen. Not meant to be. Yeah. I guess I could have used Acrobatics, but I chose not to, so that's my bad. My bad. All right, what's in our hand here? Let's use a Helicarrier and a Counterintelligence to play Four Justice, removing three threat from the main scheme. That puts it down to one. Let's hit Claw for two. That'll put him up to six damage. We will flip to Alter Ego form. In Alter Ego form, we will return a Counterintelligence to hand, and then we'll use that Black Widow's Gauntlets to play a Widow's Bite. So we draw a card for Mission Prep. It is a Stealth Strike. We're going to use Stealth Strike, Synth Suit, and Counterintelligence to play Mockingbird. She will pop out. She'll stun the villain. So he is stunned and confused, and we're going to remove that last threat from the main scheme, putting it down to zero, because he's getting three a turn, which isn't ideal. All right, readying everything up. Got to draw up. I'll recap my board. It's quite the mess right now. I hit him for two, so I actually took a retaliate that I just ignored. Sorry about that. Drawing my six cards. So in my hand is Stealth Strike, Agent Coulson, Energy, Stealth Strike, Dance of Death, and Nick Fury. On the board, two Widow's Gauntlets, Helicarrier, two Grappling Hooks, Acrobatics, Counterintelligence, Widow's Bite, Safehouse 29. Also, Mockingbird with one damage, Quake with one damage, Natasha with two damage, Claw with Stunned, Confused, and six damage, Power Drain with 10 threat and a followed, a solid sound body, and zero threat on Secret Rendezvous. Beginning of the villain phase, they're going to try to place three threat. We're going to counterintelligence that. Let's just keep it nice and low. The villain is confused, so he won't scheme. Weapons Runner will scheme for one, and Quake will exhaust to destroy that Weapons Runner. We get one encounter card here. It is Under Fire, one of our favorites here, drawing two more encounter cards. So, first one is Burn Notice. We are going to exhaust Black Widow to remove Burn Notice. Second one is Sound Manipulation, so he's back to only two damage, and we still have done nothing. So we did not draw a van yet, that's what we really needed. And onward and upward. Huh? All right. We got no preparations. That's not ideal. But we can use a helicarrier, a stealth strike, and an energy to play Nicholas Fury, drawing us three cards. Four Justice, Widow's Bite, Attackrobatics. We'll use Black Widow's Gauntlets to play Attackrobatics, drawing a card. We'll use another Black Widow's Gauntlets to play Widow's Bite. We've got two Widow's Bites, two Attackrobatics, two Grappling Hooks. We got all the things. We're not on the target acquired, but Taskmaster's in the discard pile, so I think that's okay. We've got two damage on us, but I still think we can flip. We don't have the resources we need to get rid of Solid Soundbody. So Nick Fury will attack for two. He'll take two damage, but he's still stayed alive, so that's okay. Mockingbird will attack for one. She'll actually go away, but we have a Coulson in hand, so that's kind of what we wanted. We're going to use a Stealth Strike and a Genius to play Agent Coulson. He's going to let us fish something up, and we're going to fish up a Espionage from our deck. And we'll use Four Justice to play Espionage. Keeping Dance of Death in our hand, we're going to play it this time now that we kept. So everything's getting ready up. We have Dance of Death, Strength, Under Surveillance, Interrogation Room, Target Acquired, and Covert Ops. So we do have all three. No Target Acquired. Sorry, that's a sixth card. We do have all three resource types. So we could get rid of Solid Soundbody this turn. Villain's turn. He's going to get three threat. There's nothing I can do about that, unfortunately. So he's up to four threat. He's not going to attack us. He's stunned. We get dealt one encounter card. It is Shadows of the Past, which searches. So we will trigger Espionage, dealing one to claw and drawing two cards. Shadows of the Past surges into Sonic Boom. Spend all three resource types or exhaust everybody. Well, once again, we drew a Power of Justice with our target acquired. So we could spend all three resource types and then spend them again. But I think we're just going to exhaust everyone. I think that'll be okay for now. Nick Fury goes away at the end of the round anyway. Actually, you know what? We're not going to do any of that. We got a grappling hook sitting right here. Let's just cancel that bad boy. Deal a damage to claw with our triggered preparation. And now we don't have to exhaust anybody. Nick Fury does still go away. It's our turn. That was good. Things are looking great. We're going to use a Power of Justice, an Interrogation Room, and a Target Acquired to discard Solid Soundbody. Now we can attack Claw freely. We're gonna use Strength to play an Under Surveillance on the main scheme. It gives us a little bit of breathing room. That increases the threat threshold by four, so it doesn't pop until 12 now. I think Coulson and Black Widow, Black Widow at least will hit Claw. That's going to put him to, is that 7? So he's jumping up to 9 damage out of his 18. I'm going to flip to Ultra Ego form. I'm going to use the Safe House to return that Espionage to my hand. I'll use Espionage, Dance of Death, and Helicarrier to play Covert Ops. That's going to remove all the threat from the main scheme and confuse the villain, which should slow him in his tracks a little bit. Draw my hand up. We'll review the board. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That does deck me out. So bonus encounter cards all around. I'm going to shuffle my deck. So I'll read my board while I'm shuffling my deck. We have a Natasha with 2 damage, Claw with 9 damage and a Confused, Agent Coulson with no damage, Quake with 1, 2 Widow's Gauntlets, a Helicarrier, 1 Grappling Hook, 2 Attackrobatics, 2 Widow's Bites, a Safe House, Power Drain with 10 threat and a Followed, Secret Rendezvous with just an Acceleration. So, 2 Acceleration tokens because there is 1 on Power Drain. Alright, I already had full 6, so I have Avengers Mansion, Dance of Death, Covert Ops, Espionage, and Power of Justice. Claw begins its turn by gaining 3 threat. He does not scheme. He's confused. We are just putting conditions out like crazy. And we get an encounter card, which is Shock Therapy. Discard one card for player from the encounter deck. The villain heals one damage for each boost icon on the discarded card. So we discard a Lightning Bolt, which has one boost icon. So the villain is now at 8 damage. And it becomes our turn. That was not so bad. Let's use the gauntlets to play an Espionage, drawing a card for mission prep. Our card is a Nick Fury. That's really good. How do we do this? Use our Helicarrier. We'll pay with Espionage, Power of Justice, and Avengers Mansion for Nick Fury, drawing 3 cards. And then we will return that Espionage to our hand with Safehouse. So in our hand now, we have Stealth Strike, Genius, Espionage. Oh, I have one more card to resolve. Sorry. It's a defense network, so I can't remove threat, and there's 4 threat on it, or 3 threat on it. It was hidden in my hand. I'm staring at it. Had it facing the wrong way, so I couldn't see. It's like, what is this yellow card doing in my hand? Okay. Doesn't change anything. We still played Nick Fury. So in our hand, we now have Covert Ops, Dance of Death, Synth Suit, Genius, Stealth Strike, and Espionage. Yeah, so I think we'll play that second Espionage. Is that right? If we play that, we can't afford Covert Ops and Dance of Death. We can't afford them anyway, so let's play it for future turns. We're going to flip. Nick Fury and Coulson will take out Defense Network, which is good. We will use Genius and Stealth Strike to play a Covert Ops, removing all the threat from the main scheme, and Confusing Claw. Black Widow will hit him for 2, so that's going to pop him up to 10 damage out of the 18. Quake is still just chilling here. I don't think we're going to do anything with her. I'm going to keep the Stealth Suit, the Synth Suit, and the Dance of Death here and draw 3. So I have 2 Dance of Deaths, an Energy, a 4 Justice, and a Synth Suit. Readying everything up. So let me review my board. We have Black Widow with 2 damage, Claw with 10, and a Confused. Nick Fury, Coulson, and Quake all with 1 damage, 2 Gauntlets, a Grappling Hook, 2 Attackrobatics, 2 Widow's Bites, 2 Espionage, and a Safe House 29. Followed on Power Drain with 10 threats still, and Secret Rendezvous. In our hand. I already read that. Okay. Villain's turn. He's going to place 3 threat. Let's let him do it. He is going to attack us with 2 boost cards. I'm just going to let him have the 2 boosts. I'm not going to I'll defend with Nick. Yeah. So his first boost card is a Hydra Mercenary. We don't care. Second boost card is an Immortal Claw. So Nick does die because he took 2 damage. And we are dealt 1 encounter card, which is an advance. We are going to Grappling Hook that away. Canceling it and pinging Claw for 1. Puts him to 11. I know the Confused would have just canceled the advance, but trying to get a little bit of damage in what we can. All right. It's our turn. Let's use Helicarrier and Energy to play Dance of Death, dealing 6 damage to Claw. That will put him up to 17, just 1 measly point away. We will let Agent Coulson do that last point of damage. That is going to flip Claw to the next level. He now is a 3 scheme, 2 attack, 22 hit point villain with 0 damage on him. Still gets 2 cards when attack, and he is still confused, so that is good. Good news. We have some good news for everyone. We will use our Synth Suit and our Dance of Death to 4 Justice the main scheme, removing all the threat. Black Widow will hit Claw for 2. And we're going to flip over because he's confused. We'll use Safe House to return something to hand. Not sure what yet. It looks like it'll be a Grappling Hook. And we'll use both Widow's Gauntlets to play that Grappling Hook and draw a card for mission prep. It's Stealth Strike. I'm going to discard it because I want damage at this point. So drawing 6 cards. Review my board again. It's kind of crazy, but it exists. 0 threat in the main scheme, 1 acceleration token, 10 threat in power drain with followed. 2 Attackrobatics, 2 Widow's Bites, 2 Espionage, 1 Grappling Hook, Safe House 29, Helicarrier, Black Widow's Gauntlets times 2, We have a Coulson with 2 damage on him, a Quake with 1 damage on her, Claw with 2 damage on him, stage 3 with confusion, and Natasha with 2 damage on her. In my hand, I have Winter Soldier. He is free. Target acquired, Grappling Hook, Power of Justice, Stealth Strike, and For Justice. Villain's phase begins. 3 threat onto the main scheme. We do have under surveillance in the main scheme as well. He is not scheme, he's confused. We get an encounter card. It is, Electro. And we are not in hero form to stun that guy. So that is not ideal. That is bad. I think we can still kill him because we can play Winter Soldier for free, attack him, use Stealth Strike on Electro. Not the end of the world. So, our turn. We're going to use the Gauntlets to play a target acquired, draw a card for mission prep. It is a counterintelligence. I'm going to use a Power of Justice to play a counterintelligence. Winter Soldier pops out for free because he's great. He's going to attack Electro for 2. I will flip, and I'll use my last 2 cards. I'll use Helicarrier and For Justice to play... Oh, and a Grappling Hook to play Stealth Strike. That'll do the last 4 to Electro, letting me remove 2 threats from the scheme. So main scheme's down to 1. Winter Soldier has 1 damage on him. All right, Natasha is going to hit Claw for 2. Pushed him to 4. Has 18 health remaining. I think we're going to have Coulson hit him for 1 as well. Puts 5 damage onto him. Coulson in the discard pile. Quake is just going to chill there for those weapons runners that will come out someday. And away we go. Let's draw our 5 cards. We have 1 card left in deck, so we have not decked out. In our hand, we have Counterintelligence, Strength, Espionage, Mockingbird, and Interrogation Room. Villain's phase begins. They try to place 3 threat. We're going to Counterintelligence that and ping him for 1. He's up to 6 damage. He's going to attack us with 2 boost cards. We are not going to block, so we're taking 2 plus something. The first boost card is an Illegal Arms Factory. We're going to attack Acrobatics that to hit him for 3 total, so that puts him up to 9 damage. The second boost card is an Advance. We will not attack Acrobatics that one. So he is at 9 damage. We take 2. Advance is gone. All is right in the world right now. We are going to draw an encounter card. It is Electromagnetic Pulse. Discard 7 cards from the encounter deck. If Electro was discarded this way, put him into play, engage with you. Electro's not going to be because he's in the discard pile. But we discard 7 cards. Hydra Mercenary, Exhaustion, Sonic Boom, Heroes for Killer for Hire, Sound Manipulation, Assault, and I think 1 more Armored Guard. That is 7. So this card is going to gain Surge because Electro is not discarded. That lets us trigger these 2 espionages, so we will. Pinging Claw for 2, putting him to 11 damage, and drawing us a bunch of cards. So I'm going to deal myself the Surge card here. I only have 1 card left in deck, so I draw 1, and then I shuffle and draw 2 more, but that means I get another card on top of that Surge. Sorry, I draw 3 more, because it was 2 espionages. But ultimately, Claw is half dead, so hopefully I can survive 2 more encounter cards. I do have a Grappling Hook if I need it. So, drawing my other 3 cards. Let's review the board just so everybody remembers before I flip these. It's hopefully final encounter cards. 4 damage on a ready Black Widow, 1 damage on a ready Winter Soldier, 1 damage on a ready Quake, 11 damage on a stage 3 Claw, 1 threat in the main scheme with an acceleration token, 10 threat in Power Drain with a follow, also under surveillance in the main scheme, 2 gauntlets in play, Helicarrier in play, 2 Widow Spites and an Attackrobatics, 1 Grappling Hook, 1 target acquired, and 1 Safe House 29. In my hand, I have Interrogation Room, Mockingbird, Espionage, 2 Counterintelligence, Covert Ops, Synth Suit, Strength, and Genius. All right, encounter card number 1, Assault. I think we're going to let him come at us. So he gets 2 boost cards. We're not going to defend. The first boost card is a Gang Up. We'll let that one go. The second boost card is a Weapons Runner. We will be fine with that. So we're going to take 3. Putting me up to 7 damage. Weapons Runner will enter play. We'll Widow's Bite the Weapons Runner, and then we'll ping Claw for 1. So that will put him up to 12 damage. We've got 1 more encounter card to deal with. And it is an armored guard, so we can Widow's Bite that one as well. Again, we're going to ping claw for one. We're going to deal two to the armored guard and stun it, which basically will just remove its tough status. All right, so claw is at 13 damage. We have Quake, Winter Soldier, and Black Widow on the board, so that is 6 to put him 19. I just have to look for a little bit of damage. I do not have a Stealth Strike in hand, though, so this could take more than one turn. It is our go. What do we want to do here? Let's use a Genius and a Synth Suit to play Mockingbird. She will stun Claw. Stunning is good. We will pay 2 for counterintelligence. We will flip and heal for 3, so we're down to 4 damage. That way we don't get killed accidentally from encounter card. Winter Soldier will attack for 2. That's going to put him up to 15. Mockingbird will fort for 1. That'll put it to 0 threat in the main scheme. I could confuse him. First, let's use a Gauntlets to play an Espionage. That is going to draw me a Dance of Death. So that's what I need next turn to kill him. I will use Helicarrier, Interrogation Room, and Counterintelligence to play a Covert Ops. We'll remove 4 from Power Drain and Confuse Claw just to limit his deck from cycling one more time. So we're going to ready everything up. I will draw. I will review my board. This, I think, might actually be the final turn. We'll see. Drawn up. In my hand, I have Stealth Strike, Espionage, Avengers Mansion, For Justice, Attackrobatics, Dance of Death. On the board, we have an Armored Guard that is stunned, Claw, who is stunned and confused with 15 damage, 7 health left, Natasha with 4 damage, Winter Soldier with 2, Quake with 1, Mockingbird with 1, 2 Gauntlets, a Helicarrier, Grappling Hook, Target Acquired, Espionage, Counterintelligence, Safe House 29, followed on Power Drain with 6 only, 0 threat in the main scheme with an Acceleration Token, and an Under Surveillance. It would be really cool if we could kill him with Followed. I would feel accomplished. All right, Dylan's turn. He gets 3 threat. We're going to counterintelligence that. Don't need that going off. Next thing next. He is going to give us an encounter. Well, I guess Armored Guard will scheme, and Quake can hit him for 2. Let's go for it. Confused is off of Claw. We get 1 encounter card. It is caught off guard. I think at this point, I will get rid of a Black Widow's Gauntlets. It's okay. And our turn begins. So we will use Black Widow's Gauntlets to play an Attack of Attics, draw a card, mission prep. We drew a Power of Justice. So, let's see here. We want to set up, like, a miraculous power play, right? So, we're going to flip. Claw has 7 damage left. So we want to get him to less than 7. We want to get him down to 3 damage left. So first things first, let's use Mockingbird and Winter Soldier. Hit Claw for 3. Gonna put him up to 18 of 22. Next thing we're gonna do is we're gonna use a Power of Justice to play 4 Justice onto Power Drain. That's going to put it down to 2 threat. And because this is Stealth Strike and we have 3 cards left in our hand, we're going to use Espionage, Avengers Mansion, and Dance of Death to Stealth Strike this Armored Guard, who is defeated. That lets us remove 2 from Power Drain. That gets defeated. That lets us trigger Followed, hit Claw for 4. Bingo bango. Expert Claw with Power Drain defeated by Black Widow. 1 acceleration token on the main scheme at the end. He's only got 2 cards left in his deck at the end. So, it was real close to getting that 3rd acceleration token. We kind of dealt with 3 because we drew Power Drain so early. But pretty good mission. So, I can't remember what people gave me for the next mission. I think it might be Rhino with Goblin Gimmicks. And we're going to have to do that one at Heroic Level 1 because we've won this mission again. So, speaking to our commanding officer Nicholas Fury, Mission accomplished. We'll move on to the next target. Thank you for joining me on Stealth Strike.